up until the last few decades, it was considered indecent for women to box. But this year, women's boxing will make its Olympic debut in the Summer Games of London. The contenders for the first ever U.S. Olympic women's boxing team face off in Spokane next week. It's a big development on the international stage. But as Jessica Robinson reports, the face of boxing has already been changing in small clubs across the Northwest.
There's an old apple warehouse outside of Wenatchee, Washington. It's right along the train tracks. Go inside and the rhythm of the train disappears into the rhythm of gloves on bags. This makeshift gym has brick walls, no heating, and a roped-off boxing ring in the center. It would look straight out of the 1960s if it weren't for three of the regulars.
My name is Eleni.
And my name is Griselda.
My name is Myra.
Those are the Madrigal sisters, ages 24, 23, and 12, and they're all registered amateur boxers. Myra Madrigal, the oldest, is the Northwest 2011 regional champion for her weight class.
I can't picture myself doing anything other. This is what we do. We work and we box.
The Madrigals just returned from the Golden Gloves tournament in Tacoma. Griselda took the state championship there, a title met with cheers. But Myra says when they started 7 years ago, competitions weren't like that.
You never really heard people cheer for, you know, for girls. They'd get into some guys, but like, you know, dead silence while girls were fighting.
That silence just drove them harder, says Griselda.
They see a girl up there and, oh, she's not going to do so well. She's just a girl, you know? So you kind of have to prove them wrong.
These girls can really box.
That's Dan Ryerson, the Madrigal's coach.
Well, I step in, want to?
He's catching Griselda's punches in round mitts and keeping his head out of the line of fire, or at least trying to.
Just 1, 2, 3, 2.
Sorry, coach.
No, I about messed up.
Ryerson is an East Wenatchee cop by day who, as it happens, originally met Myra on the job.
She punched some girl at school. After school, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I got called to the call, and she wound up getting arrested for that. And that was how we met.
Myra was in a gang at the time. The court ordered anger management classes. Those didn't do much for her. Myra says it was boxing that really turned things around.
It wasn't even worth getting up, you know, fights in the street anymore because I was doing it in the ring. You know, you can fight whoever in the street and they don't have the skills, so it's not worth it anymore. You had to challenge yourself, you have to, you know, fight someone that actually knows how to fight.
The Madrigal sisters see little disparity between themselves and male boxers. Ryerson says coaches are now starting to see it that way too.
You know, there's still a lot more, you know, male boxers than female boxers. But, you know, hopefully that'll change, especially with the Olympics coming up and things. Hopefully, that's going to motivate more girls to get out there. But just in the last few years, the skill level has just come up. Everybody's taken it more seriously.
You can trace boxing all the way back to the ancient Greek Olympics, and men's boxing has been part of the modern games since 1904. But when it comes to women, the sport has been slow to change, says Sue Fox. She's a former boxer from Vancouver, Washington, and now runs WBAN, a women's boxing news website.
If any historical event is going to help the sport, it's going to be the 2012 Olympics. I think it's going to give worldwide exposure to people that probably did not have a clue that women even box. And I'm hoping that it brings these women to a higher level and in more into the mainstream of the sport.
The Olympic trials in Spokane are a coup for a city that's tried to brand itself as a sports destination. Eric Sawyer heads the Spokane Regional Sports Commission. He says flyers around town, TV spots, web promotions, and other marketing materials have a key piece of iconography.
The Olympic rings are probably, if not the, one of the strongest brands worldwide. Everybody recognizes them. So for us to be able to host an Olympic trial event and carry those rings forward is pretty significant.
Plus, there's home state appeal. Olympic hopefuls include flyweight Alex Love of Monroe, Washington, and number one ranked lightweight Queen Underwood of Seattle. And there's another boxer at the finals, who you've already met. 12-year-old Eleni Madrigal will fight in what's known as an undercard bout with another young boxer from Montana. Eleni was pretty shy about talking on mic, but don't let that fool you.
I don't get nervous at all when I fight.
While most eyes turn to London, Eleni and her coach have their sights set on Rio de Janeiro. That's the location of the 2016 Olympic Games. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.